Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for September 2022, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. As I write what will be my final contribution for In Touch Online, I was surprised to discover there have been 89 issues of the monthly newsletter. The very first carried a story about the youngest initiate in the history of Wiltshire Freemasonry, an 18-year-old Joshua Bates, the son of Nigel Bates, a stalwart of Lodge of Loyalty. Another amazing first was the televising of Inside the Freemasons on Sky TV. And who could forget that almost 5 years ago to the day, hundreds of Wiltshire Freemasons and family members took an active part at the Evensong service in the magnificent surroundings of Salisbury Cathedral. Every provincial Grand Master retiring from office aspires to leave the province in a healthy state. A significant part of my tenure has been during a period in which COVID-19 brought about lockdowns, isolation, and the unprecedented suspension of Masonic activity. The effects of COVID will resonate throughout our communities for years to come, and Freemasonry will not be excluded. Wiltshire Freemasons can be justly proud of several initiatives that have demonstrated the professionalism of the provincial teams. I am especially proud of the work undertaken by the membership team, who have embraced the fact that we are a member organisation and have worked tirelessly to attract good men to join our order. Engagement with the membership is something the mentoring team, working with the learning and development team, have fine-tuned. Their work will be rewarded over time, as effective engagement is a medium to long-term process. The creation of the Wiltshire Masonic Charitable Foundation, which is halfway to raising its goal of £1 million, is a project that will benefit Freemasons in Wiltshire for many years to come. I commend it to you as a means to making a difference. I thank the teams, present and past, that have supported me during the past 8 years. It is certainly true that there is almost no limit to the potential of an organisation that recruits good people, raises them up as leaders, and continually develops them. Finally, I am deeply grateful to my wife Sally for her unfailing support to me and our province. Sally has been a constant by my side at numerous Masonic functions and played an important part in raising funds through her floristry workshops. It is often said that we should never take our partners for granted, and I am pleased to endorse that sentiment. It is traditional for the past Provincial Grand Master to limit his appearances across the wider province following his successor's appointment. I will observe that tradition while continuing to support my Mother Lodge, White Horse Lodge, and other lodges of which I am a member. I am sure that every member of the province will join me in congratulating John on his appointment and will pledge to him their wholehearted support as he leads Wiltshire Freemasonry into the future. And from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master, by now our readers, and hopefully that's all 2,200 Wiltshire Freemasons, will have read the summons for the annual meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge that has been sent to all Lodge secretaries and can also be read in the summer edition of Across the Plain using the link on the website edition of this newsletter. For many Wiltshire Freemasons, the meeting prior to the annual meeting will be the first opportunity to formally welcome the new Provincial Grand Master, John Reed. I'm sure that everyone will agree that the annual meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge is the jewel in the crown in terms of an event at which the attendance of all present and past provincial officers is expected. I'm confident that every active officer of the current year, together with those appointed to serve for 2022-23, will join the Assistant Provincial Grand Master and myself at the meeting. On this very special occasion, the province is honoured with the presence of the newly appointed and installed Assistant Grand Master David Medlock and officers from Grand Lodge. David is well known to Wiltshire Freemasons as the Provincial Grand Master for Somerset and a member of the Lodge of Rectitude. I know the team has already experienced a great deal of interest from brethren wishing to attend the meeting and to enjoy the traditional lunch. Currently, the lunch has been oversubscribed and a reserve list created. If you wish to be placed on the list, or indeed if you wish to register your intention to attend Provincial Grand Lodge, it would be very helpful to the organisers if you would complete the online booking form by clicking on the link on the website edition of this newsletter. I look forward to welcoming you to Provincial Grand Lodge. and from the Assistant Provincial Grand Master. I was pleasantly surprised to hear from many readers of In Touch Online how they are gearing up to support the Masonic Charitable Foundation over the course of the Wiltshire 2028 Festival. Indeed, some of the province's members are asking for even more information than we currently have to hand. I really am so pleased there is such a feeling of positivity about the festival. In August, I was told of how a grant from the Masonic Charitable Foundation has had an amazing impact on the lives of young people in the county. Youth Action Wiltshire and Outdoor Education is a charity based in Devizes that provides mental health support to young people affected by COVID-19. In two published case studies, the team was able to offer support to Y, who cared for a person with a life-limiting condition, and also to X, a young person who had been bullied at school over a long period that had had a massive negative impact on their confidence and self-esteem. The charity received £22,000 that enabled them to allocate specialist counsellors to help X and Y make informed decisions, helping them to manage and process what is happening in their lives. The second piece of good news was the award of a grant of over £60,000 over 3 years to the Youth Adventure Trust based in Swindon, and whose aim is defined as creating the best start in life for disadvantaged children and young people. The Youth Adventure Trust is a well-established local charity working to support vulnerable young people aged 11 to 15 years in Wiltshire who have complex needs and are living in deprived communities. These young people have been severely impacted by the COVID-19 lockdown, as their home life often created a toxic environment. The charity reports that the instances of self-harm and those suffering from an eating disorder as a result has trebled. Most of the beneficiaries they support have suffered from adverse childhood experiences in their lives. The charity works with schools in the most deprived areas of Swindon and Wiltshire to identify beneficiaries to be referred. The Youth Adventure Programme aims to equip these beneficiaries with greater resilience to enable them to overcome their challenges and reach their full potential. The charity provides a sustained, long-term programme over 3 years, consisting of 3 intensive residential camps with structured activities outdoors, including sailing, rock climbing, bushcraft skills, and canoeing. All activities are designed to help the beneficiaries to reach personal goals and build self-esteem and confidence. Sessions are delivered by qualified youth support workers and specially trained volunteers. Towards the end of the programme, the beneficiaries attend 4 pathway days in which they reflect on their learning and are linked with other youth organisations to ensure they continue to receive support after they leave the programme. The programme is the charity's flagship programme and is Award Scheme Development and Accreditation Network accredited, enabling the young people to gain credits towards qualifications from the skills they have learnt over the 3 years. The grant will fund 20 young people to participate in the full 3-year programme. I'm sure you will agree these stories confirm why Freemasons support the Masonic Charitable Foundation. Brothers in Arms Lodge has made a £500 donation to Alzheimer's Support Wiltshire. Alzheimer's Support is a Wiltshire-based charity supporting people affected with dementia and family carers. They are transforming Scott's House in the heart of Salisbury to provide daycare and support for people living with dementia, their families and carers. The cheque was presented to the fundraiser for Alzheimer's Support, Rachel Fear, by Lodge members Kevin Parks and Neil Gordon. In 2021, the province introduced Wiltshire Freemasons to Middle Chamber Dry Gin. Aptly named Tyler's Toast, this boutique gin was quickly snapped up by discerning gin drinkers across the province. It will come as no surprise to learn that the Wiltshire 2028 Festival team has commissioned a flavour-filled successor, Seal of Solomon. Enjoy a great new taste at the same fabulous price of £40. Seal of Solomon will be available at Provincial Grand Lodge at Trowbridge on Thursday the 6th of October, and you can reserve your bottle by emailing Mark Newman at mn@s33kers.co.uk. This latest version of Middle Chamber Gin has been called the Seal of Solomon, but what is or what was the Seal of Solomon, and does it have a connection to Freemasonry? The Seal of Solomon, also known as the Ring of Solomon, is believed to have been a magical seal owned by King Solomon of Israel. The symbol has its roots in Jewish beliefs, but later gained importance among Islamic and Western occult groups, as both of these adopted it from Jewish tradition. The name Solomon's Seal was given to the hexagram engraved on the bottom of drinking cups in Arab tradition. As a symbol, the Seal of Solomon is still in use today, and one of its simplest depictions is either as a pentagram or as a hexagram, the latter being similar to the Star of David. The legend of the Seal of Solomon was developed primarily by medieval Middle Eastern writers, who related that the ring was engraved by God and was given to the king directly from heaven. The ring was made from brass and iron, and the two parts were used to seal written commands to good and evil spirits, respectively. In one tale, a demon, either Asmodeus or Sakir, gained possession of the ring and ruled in King Solomon's stead for 40 days. In a variant of the tale of the Ring of Polycrates from Herodotus, the demon eventually threw the ring into the sea, where it was swallowed by a fish, caught by fishermen, and served to Solomon. In different traditions, the hexagon can be seen as the combination of the four elements. Fire is symbolized as an upwards-pointing triangle, while air, its elemental opposite, is also an upwards-pointing triangle, but with a horizontal line through its center. Water is symbolized as a downwards-pointing triangle, while earth, its elemental opposite, is a downwards-pointing triangle with a horizontal line through its center. In a hexagram, therefore, it was assumed that the symbols of all four elements could be seen combined. The hexagram is featured within and on the outside of many Masonic lodge rooms as a decoration. In the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, Albert G. McKee writes, "The interlacing triangles or deltas symbolize the union of the two principles or forces, the active and passive, male and female, pervading the universe. The two triangles, one white and the other black, interlacing, typify the mingling of apparent opposites in nature, darkness and light, error and truth, ignorance and wisdom, evil and good, throughout human life." Fiat Lux Lodge is the host lodge for the visit of Zur Alten Linde Lodge to Devizes over the weekend of the 9th to 12th of September. Members present and past of Fidelity Lodge, Moonraker Lodge, Challoner Lodge, and Wiltshire Lodge of Agriculture will also join in the weekend festivities. Friday the 9th of September will be a meet-and-greet social evening with supper at the Devizes Masonic Hall, Morris Lane. On the Saturday morning, there will be a lodge meeting at the Masonic Hall Devizes, when there will be a demonstration of the first degree ceremony. A visit to the Wiltshire Museum with a talk about the Thomas Hardy exhibition has been organised for the ladies. Saturday early evening, members of Zur Alten Linde Lodge will give a demonstration of a ceremony commonly held prior to a festive banquet in Germany. While not a Masonic ceremony, it is conducted in Masonic style. No regalia is worn, nor Masonic ritual used, and the event will be followed by a festive banquet. On Sunday, there will be a visit to Laycock Abbey and the Fox Talbot Museum. Sunday evening will be a farewell social evening with skittles and a two-course supper. For any further information, please contact Jim Speed on 01225 708 121. Hermes is the winged herald and messenger of the Olympian gods. For modern-day 21st century Freemasons, particularly the Lord Secretary and the Chapter Scribee, Hermes is the name given to a project which will transform the way in which they work. It's about moving away from endless form-filling and providing a web-based system enabling administrators to process data in real time. The project has been in design and development for almost 3 years, and the feedback from those secretaries and scribes E who have so far used the system has been very positive. The package is well-designed, easy to use, and will significantly reduce paperwork, making the life of the secretary or scribe E very much easier. Craft secretaries and Royal Arch Scribes E will receive training to build their confidence in the new system. The training will be delivered by carefully selected volunteers from across the province, who will ensure that the transition goes as smoothly as possible, and that support is just a phone call away should it be needed. Training sessions will be delivered throughout October, and there will be plenty of opportunity to practice the new skills before we go live. Regional trainers will be in touch with all the relevant people in due course, but in the meantime, a sneak preview of what's in store is available in two short videos from UGLE, with access through links on the website edition of this newsletter. They are An Introduction to Project Hermes at just under 7 minutes, and An Introduction to Project Hermes Help Hub and Support System, just under 3 minutes. We are sure that our secretary and scribee will embrace this functionality, which will be a major time saver and will cut out the to and fro that occurs now between you and the province, which we know can be a source of aggravation to both. Finally, the City Lodge presented a £1,000 cheque to a representative body of the Salisbury Sea Cadets, consisting of the commanding officer along with a junior and senior sea cadet and two marine cadets. Brother Roger Perris was accompanied by Brother Kevin Ted. Thank you for listening.